The Broncos officially wrapped up training camp on Thursday, and now we're pleased to be joined by Sports Illustrated's Peter King on the MMQB training camp tour. And Thursday was a rest day for Peyton Manning. Knowing him as long as you have, is it just kind of weird to not see him without a helmet?
I mean, this is totally bizarre. I come to practice and you're carrying a play sheet and you're not practicing, which I expected him to chafe at that a little bit more and to chafe at not playing in the first preseason game. But the one thing I've always thought about Manning, okay, yeah, is he a micromanager? Yes. Does he want to control every aspect of his own life? Yes. But the one thing about Peyton Manning is he's been coached by a lot of disparate people in his career. He's been coached by loud guys, quiet guys, you know, tacticians, you know, all that. But he takes coaching. He doesn't say to the coach, hey, listen, I'm going to fight you on this tooth and nail. This was Gary Kubiak's plan, as you guys know. And he said, here's what we're going to do. And it wasn't like Peyton was going to talk him out of it anyway. So he just accepted it. And really, at the end of the day, I think it'll be good for him. Not necessarily because it's going to make him a better quarterback in September, but it'll probably make him fresher later in the year.
I was going to ask you about the coaching marriage there. How do you think that's going to work out with head coach Gary Kubiak and the offense that him and Rick Dennison like to run?
I was surprised the stat that Kubiak told me. He said, you know, because, I mean, the impression that you get over the years is that you watch a Gary Kubiak offense and you think that the quarterback is going to get outside the pocket a lot, you know, 5, 6, 8 times a game. He said, we booted Joe Flacco last year in Baltimore 27 or 28 times. So when you think about that, you say, well, maybe if Manning probably normally would boot a couple of times a game anyway. So, and I think Kubiak, his whole feeling is, I'm not going to do something that Manning isn't going to be comfortable with. That'd be stupid. So I kind of think that marriage is going to work out pretty well. Kubiak is really smart. He's a really smart guy. And I think also Kubiak really, I think, benefited from seeing another system, another head coach in action last year in John Harbaugh. I think he learned a lot from there on how to treat especially veterans and veteran quarterbacks.
If that marriage does end up working out okay, the Broncos do have Super Bowl aspirations. You've been going around to some of the training camps. Where do you see the Broncos kind of stacking up here? I know that the season hasn't even started yet, but kind of where do you see them sitting right now?
You know, in the offseason, I was very, very bullish on Kansas City and still am. But when I come here today and I look and see particularly Denver's defense, you say, you know, the one thing that people are forgetting about this team is, let's just say for the sake of argument, that Von Miller and DeMarcus Ware each play 16 games. I mean, there isn't a better defensive coordinator for an edge rusher in the NFL than Wade Phillips. So, in my opinion, when you look at Wade Phillips married to those two guys, I think it's going to be a really good marriage between them. And so I kind of look at it and say, you know, I'm not sure that the biggest question for me is on defense. I think the biggest question for me right now is left tackle, left guard, center. You know, right now, three guys who never played before. And what I think could be very, very interesting is, let's say down the stretch, you have a team that's got a little bit of richness on the offensive line, a little bit of maybe you've got a couple extra pieces. Would not be surprised to see John Elway pull a deal for a guard or a tackle if he thinks that that guy could help his team. So I'm not sure that the team that is going to take the field today for the Broncos on the offensive line is going to be the exact team that'll take the field opening day.
Okay, well, I'll let you out of here on this one. I know that you're a beer connoisseur. A lot of microbrewers around here in Denver. Do you have a favorite one?
I am going to be in search of the Avery White Rascal okay. While in town. I like Avery. I'm bullish on a lot of the Boulder area breweries. you know, just over the years, if I ever have an extra 3 or 4 hours when I'm in Denver, I always go up to Boulder and just walk around and I say, what is that thing? Let me try that. So I anticipate on my evening off in Denver, I just may try a couple things I've never had before. But that's one of the great things about, I think, being in Denver. It is an incredible craft beer town. And so for people like me who love those things, it would be fun.
Okay, well, thank you very much for joining us. That's Peter King. I'm Phil Milani for Broncos TV.